Greetings. Today's reading is from Matthew 26, verses 14 to 29, and we invite you to look that up now for the reading for Wednesday, April the 8th, for this holy week of Easter. Judas is the one who delivers the body. A few days before the Passover, Jesus is at Bethany with Simon the leper. There, while at the table, a woman pours a perfume of great price over his head. This woman gives everything she has for Jesus. Judas is part of this scene at Simon's, but his heart is hardened by the love of money, which makes him blind. Jesus is nothing more than a marketable instrument. Lusts and evil inclinations are open doors for Satan, and these things push Judas to act. Under the influence of Satan, Judas goes to the chief priests and arranges with them to betray Jesus to them for 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave. His blindness is complete. Henceforth, Judas seeks a favorable opportunity to betray Jesus. The moment to celebrate the Passover has arrived. The disciples approach Jesus and ask him, "Where do you want us to prepare the Passover meal?" Jesus says, "Go into the city to such and such a person and say to him, 'The master says, my time is near. It is at your house that I will celebrate the Passover with my disciples.'" The disciples do as Jesus commanded them. They show their faith and their obedience. Jesus has the power to choose and to prepare the place for them. The evening arrives. Jesus is at the table with his disciples. He says, "Truly, I tell you, that one of you will betray me." Jesus knows it's Judas. To the disciples' question, Jesus answers, "He who has dipped his hand in the dish with me is the one who will betray me. As for the Son of Man, he will go just as it is written about him. But woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for him if he had not been born." Judas says, "Is it me, Rabbi?" Which means master or teacher, while the other disciples call Jesus their Lord. Jesus answers, "Judas, you have said it." By dipping his hand in the dish at the same time as Jesus, Judas puts himself on the same level as his rabbi. He shows others that he wants to take Jesus' place. By calling Jesus Lord, the other disciples have no such intention. You may want to take the place of a rabbi, but certainly not a Lord. Now, Judas is unmasked, but nothing shakes the ambition of the traitor. Judas will betray Jesus, his rabbi. Satan is in him. What has just happened does not prevent Jesus from taking the bread, blessing it, breaking it, and instituting the Lord's Supper with all of the 12. The Last Supper is the sign of his broken body and of his blood shed for the forgiveness of sins. Jesus announces his death. Let us pray together. Lord, how many times have you been betrayed? How many times have I betrayed you? Lord, you know my weaknesses, my betrayals toward you, toward my brothers and sisters. Lord, thank you for being that forgiving God. Thank you, Jesus, for your sacrifice. Grant us to remain faithful to you, to be like the disciples who called you Lord, to remain firm in the face of Satan and his wiles, not to judge, but to know how to accompany, to forgive, to love as you wish. At the cross, You opened the way for us. Amen.